It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. After today's snow showers, rush hour traffic is a mess across North Texas. We will have more on this later. The Texas Education Agency today released a report card for school districts and campuses across the state. It's a new system, and it's based on letter grades, A through F. But as KERA's Stella Chavez reports, many districts aren't happy about this new system.
Under the new system, every campus and district gets rated from A through F in several different areas. They include student test scores, how much progress students are making on tests, closing achievement gaps, as well as college and career readiness. David Harris is DeSoto ISD superintendent. He calls the new grading system flawed.
It's basically a really complex set of rules and calculation that combine a lot of different variables that's very hard to calculate and very hard to replicate so that we can really figure out what do we need to do in order to improve in this new A through F rating system.
Under the current pass-fail system, Harris points out all of his district schools, except for one, received the MET standard rating. In the new system, DeSoto ISD received C's, D's, and F's in several areas. Harris says that's confusing.
This is a direct attack on public education to try to really discredit a lot of the great things that are going on in some districts. And because many of our districts look so different, districts that have a high population of low-income or economically disadvantaged students, that you're going to see a difference between those communities and communities that have a very small number of economically disadvantaged students.
The grades released this month are preliminary. The Texas Education Agency calls them what-if grades. They wanted to give people a sense of how schools would fare under the new system. It goes into effect in August 2018. Some districts are already fighting back. School boards are passing resolutions opposed to the new grading system. DeSoto is among the more than 150 school districts across the state to pass resolutions. The Texas legislature adopted the new letter grade approach during the 2015 session. State Senator Larry Taylor authored the bill. The Friendswood Republican says an A through F grading is not a new idea. Other states are doing it. He says the new system is needed to make schools more accountable, and he says too many students are leaving Texas schools unprepared for college and having to take remedial courses.
If I've got a school that has a comparable school in another part of the state, same demographics, is doing well, and my school is getting a C, if I'm a citizen in that district, I want to know why my school is not doing better. But I don't know it in the current rating system. It's just out there, you know, you're recognized, you're acceptable. Acceptable? What does that mean?
Mesquite Superintendent David Runland says the new ratings won't create clarity. Instead, it could create a stigma for certain communities. Parents won't want to enroll their kids in a district with low letter grades.
This creates labels that are hard to run from. When you create labels around schools, you profile the entire community regardless of that label. I don't believe that's an appropriate assumption.
Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says the new A through F system is a work in progress. He says the model is likely to change before it goes into effect next year. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Donald Trump will be sworn in as president in a couple of weeks. What impact could his administration have on the economy of Texas, which leads the nation in exports? Mark Jones is a political scientist at Rice University in Houston. He says there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding Trump's economic policy.
He'll make some appointments that appear that he's going on a more pro-free trade and limited government route. But then on the other hand, he'll put people in office who might be more likely to be protectionist as well as a little more interventionist. I think one area where there's quite a bit of concern in Texas in particular is the potential that Donald Trump's going to slap tariffs on countries like Mexico, China, or across the board for all countries that could both set off a trade war with those countries as well as have a negative impact on U.S. exports to those countries.
In terms of the energy sector, Jones says there is more a clear sense of where the Trump administration may be heading. Trump has nominated pro-energy officials with Texas ties, including ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State and former Governor Rick Perry as Energy Secretary. Fort Worth's Amon Carter Museum of American Art announced a $20 million donation this week. The money will pay for education programs and new exhibitions. KERA's Vice President of Arts, Ann Bothwell, sat down with Andrew Walker, the museum's executive director, to learn more about the long friendship that led to the largest gift the museum has ever received.
Welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Ann.
So this gift comes from the Walton Foundation through Alice Walton, and she's the daughter of Walmart's founder, Sam Walton. Can you explain how she's connected to the Amon Carter?
Alice Walton has been a major force for decades now in American art.
She has founded an art museum herself.
She has in Bentonville, Arkansas. It's called Crystal Bridges. Alice has really been an individual who has made instrumental change in the museum field in the last decade. While she was at the National Gallery as part of one of their trustee committees, met Ruth Carter Stevenson, who is the founder of the Amon Carter Museum of American Art. And, you know, Ruth had been following this dream of creating a collection of American art since the early 1960s. So by the early 1990s, when the two of them met, you know, Ruth had kind of become the example in the nation for being able to privately build a collection that had public significance. And so it was at that moment that these two women, powerful women, creative women, women of passion, and women who were both collectors of American art, began to share their stories. What that led to over time was Alice became a member of the board of the Amon Carter in the early 2000s. And so she was on our board for more than a decade. And that friendship grew into a kind of mentor-mentee relationship.
Do you know what attracted both Alice Walton and Ruth Carter Stevenson to American art in the first place?
I know more about Ruth as a young woman. She had a very expansive view and actually was very drawn to the European modern art world. Here was her father who had collected American art very vigorously and with a focus that is specifically around the American West. Artists that were about masculinity and manhood and the Anglo and the Hispanic cowboys in the West who were struggling to help build this country at that time. And so I think there was this ambition that she had about her own desires and her own love of art and the challenge that her father had given her to build this museum. And that kind of converged in the story of America. Very quickly in those early years of the museum, there began to be a shift from looking only at the American West to looking at America as a country always in development, always looking to the West, but also always a country that was innovating and challenging itself.
Did Alice Walton have any direction for how the museum might spend it or any words for you?
Alice Walton's challenge to us is, you're already doing great things. How much greater can you be? And, you know, the one thing that I've pondered a lot is that this legacy gift for the Amon Carter, as much as it is about our work, it's also a tribute to, you know, powerful, strong, and innovative women who are making a difference in our nation's culture.
Andrew Walker, thank you so much for coming by.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Anne.
And now to traffic. It's a mess. There have been reports of accidents and slowdowns all across North Texas on almost every highway. A look at Google Maps shows a sea of red stretching from Mesquite to Arlington, from South Dallas to Plano. Traffic pretty clear farther north around Denton, and maps show the freeways are moving much better in Fort Worth. Anecdotally, Facebook posts tell of 3- and 4-hour commutes earlier this afternoon. Overnight low 17. Tomorrow, high mid-30s, mid-40s on Sunday, low 60s on Monday, and back to the 70s on Tuesday. Right now, 22 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.